And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Three Stone Monkey, Xbox. Listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Three Stone Monkey, track called Xbox. Three Stone Monkey, Tony, who I saw at the Sumac Centre, and they are an outwardly relatively normal punk band, just with an extra that turns them into something else. It's like they've got a fourth dimension of weirdness going on in the band.
Okay.
And understandably, he's the one in the band called Psycho, and he's the one that sent me the track. And they are four guys, they've all been in other bands and all been in some successful bands as well, and great, and they're really good live, and as you said, great band. But they've also got this fifth member.
Right.
Right. Now, they all dress a certain way. The fifth member dresses up as, I don't know what he is, as some spooky, beardy, weird-hatted hip-hop creature from the woods, who is described as backing vocals and crowd arouser.
Okay.
He is the stuff of nightmares.
Crowd arouser.
He's a crowd arouser. He's the stuff of nightmares, Tony. He's terrifying.
Okay.
But they're a great band anyway, but having him there, just when I saw them at Sumac, it was when they were on with Centurion Sect, and I saw loads of bands that night, but you walked away remembering that band because of that guy. Sometimes a band just needs an angle to stick out from the rest, don't they? And I recommend you catch them live. Sound decent on record. You see them live, you go, that was an experience.
Right.
Another experience would be to know what their Facebook page is, Tony, which is
facebook.com/threestonemonkey.
facebook.com/3-stone-monkey-18343833854188. And why is that, Tony?
That's a default URL.
That's a default URL. But you type in 3stonemonkey to Facebook, you do find them. That track was one of the tracks of their first three albums, and they've got some more stuff coming. So they are an established band who I didn't know were from Castle Donington, which of course I have a relationship with.
You do?
I do indeed. I missed out on 40 quid tonight, in fact going to Castle Donington. More of that later on. I've got some additional material for you, Tony.
Okay.
Right, now, as I say, I like to do jokes and poems in this bit. If you've got a joke or a poem, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email. Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. But this from the Grinch in relation to us late last year saying at some point we ought to put together a punky top 50 and do it as a free download, or a punky compilation and do it as a free download, reflecting the years and years of music we've played. And we invited listeners to get in touch with their best five, the top five tracks, or actually, to be honest with you, just five songs they really like, rather than thinking you've got to pick your top five. Anyway, the Grinch did. He says, "Hi, Paul. Finally got around to thinking about my top five punky songs ever. It's really, really hard. I finally narrowed it down to the ones that actually made me buy the albums." Quite a good way to do it, I guess.
Ah, yes, yes.
So these are five bands we've played on the show over the last 12 years, and it's led to the listener buying the album. So this might be a good way to do it. If there are five tracks you've heard that encourage you to go and buy the album, maybe get in touch, paulieb@punkyradio.com. We'll read out your top five, and I am collating them, so they do count.
Okay, cool.
All right. So he's gone with Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows.
Oh, nice.
With a vampire. He said, "Didn't buy it, won it from Punky. Milky Pants." But they then became the Dark Shadows, rather than Bridget Hanley and the Dark Shadows, when she felt they were a proper band, because it had been her and a backing band, and then they became a band. But now she's been doing acoustic stuff on her own. I don't know what the Dark Shadows are up to as a band at present. Anyway, great song. Next up, bit more recent, but another female vocal, Tony. Joe Carly and the Old Joyce Girls. Dance Till You're Dead. Gotta say, a great song.
Punkyard Junk.
It is Punkyard Junk, Tony. Great song and a great album. Scarciety up next, who we saw, didn't we? Oh, I did.
You did, I didn't.
Great live, young, very young, and really jumpy, really brilliant. A track called Step Back that we played not more than 2 years ago, maybe a year ago. Urban Junior. Yes. That was 2014, and you had promised to play more tracks. Yeah, I clearly didn't. But Urban Junior, that is mental. That is electronic, from memory, electronic garage punk via Voodoo Rhythm Records.
I don't think I remember it. But anyway,
Urban Junior had some very dubious songs on it. He was a bit like that other artist from the States who had a lot of songs about self-love.
Yeah, I remember him. Yes. Yeah.
And finally, of course, Limousine, but the track Berlin. Now, I know the Grinch is German, isn't he? So yes, that might have made sense. But yeah, Limousine's track Berlin, which is a great song. Not that representative of Limousine as it goes. I think that's a little bit different to a lot of their other ones, but if it led to him buying the album it's on, great decision. So five great bands, five great tracks there. Feel free to do the same. Get in touch and we will read it out. He finishes up by saying about said compilation, "Looking forward to the limited vinyl edition with an accompanying app and 125-page booklet." keep up the mild quirkiness.
Thanks. The Greeks.
How about that?
Lovely.
Lovely.
It's a good criteria. And Kay sent it to Timothy, though, didn't she, as well? Was she the first person to send us a list?
And Kay was the first to do it, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think she did it along similar lines, didn't she?
Yes.
That there were things she went on to buy. So anyway, that's that. And now we're going to play two songs in a row. How about that?
Cool.
Both the songs coming up as featured on the Dirty Water label. And hello to Paul Manchester, who was in Oslo the same weekend as me, being last weekend, but we didn't see each other. Anyway, more of that later on. Stay tuned for Hollywood Sinners. First up, a band. Now, I think they're misspelled.
Right.
It's a band that you would pronounce in English the Scanners, but I think they're the Scanners.
Yes, they I was just thinking that.
They are Lyonnaise space aliens, and they've got a new album out that is exact. Well, I mean, I don't know whether you can guess. If I call them Lyonnaise space aliens and they're called the Scanners, what do you think the music sounds like, Don?
Don't know. Be spacey.
It sounds like punk rock from outer space, yeah. And it's good. This album is great. It's a racket, but it's a delicious racket.
Okay.
And I'm calling them the Scanners until I find out otherwise. Okay. So what is the Scanners Bandcamp page?
The Scanners spelled wrong .bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. Yeah, it's not one word. CHESCANERS.bandcamp.com. Tony 1, Paulie Bean in step 1. As I say, stay tuned for Hollywood Sinners. This is I Don't Want to Go.
I don't know what to do.
listening to Sandwichy Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Hollywood Sinners and a track I believe is called Ultimo Cartuccio. They are Italian. No, they're not. The Spanish. I'm so sorry. This is another album that's just come out on Dirty Water Records. They are Toledo Punk Garage or Garage, if you're in the States. And their new album, again, we'll be playing more from it.
Okay. Cool.
We'll be playing more from it. It's great. And that one, it's got such a catchy bass line, that song. Brilliant. What is Hollywood Sinners' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Hollywood Sinners.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 1. And you can find out quite a bit more about them on that page. And and feel free to just type Dirty Water Records and find out everything they're up to as well, Internet, because they've got loads going on at the moment. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do pop along to our Facebook page, leave us a cheeky like, go to facebook.com/punkyradio. It's that simple. Do like the page, leave us a comment. Would you like to hear from you? It's very easy to get in touch these days. Leave us a comment. So we've got two this week, which I think just brings us up to date. First up, DJ Flash Gordon, quarterback, New York Jets, has been in touch.
Blimey.
Cheers from the States, boys. Love your show and the music you play. I plan on playing some of the great bands you shared on my show, What I Like, on X-Ray FM tonight. Tomorrow morning for you, or probably about 2 weeks ago for everyone else listening to this. And we'll continue to use you as a well of great music and mass entertainment. Thanks.
When do we get paid?
Exactly. I'm assuming the check's in the post.
Did you find out about X-Ray FM then?
No, I should have looked it.
Well done for doing the research.
Nah. Look at Facebook.
It sounds like X-Ray FM is worth listening to because they play some of the stuff we do.
Yeah, x-ray.fm. Well, I'll have a look. It could be... There are some of these websites where you can have your own radio show, but this sounds like it might be an actual station. So yeah, I will check it out. Yeah, I've not heard anything else from him. But maybe Flash Gordon can help us out.
Well... He's presumably listening right now to see what he can rob from us this week.
It's probably flying blind on a rocket cycle.
Yes. Quite possibly.
thank you, Mr. Quarterback.
Right.
Fred's been in touch.
Good comment. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I thought so. Mr. Fred Johnson's been in touch.
Hello, Fred.
He says, hey, P&T. Nice attempt on the Japanese name last week, Tony. Yeah, thanks, Fred. I think you'll find it was accurate. Really sound like you tried, haha. So I can't call it a twatting. I have to say it is a twat. Well, Fred, that wasn't really the issue. What you did was you called it twat of the week. It is a twatting, yeah. But it is a twat. But it is not and has never been twat of the week.
He's good at English.
Yes, he is.
But he's not that good at English.
Yeah. But you can call it a twatting, but your emails must be entitled is a twat, yes. As per when I say it on the show.
So we're never going to read anything out by you again. Go away.
thanks, Fred. Thanks for your comment.
Fred. That's great. And thank you for getting in touch. He's been our saviour on a number of occasions.
Yes, he has. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. I'd like to just say at this point, Tony, that we try and make this show an hour long every week, as close to an hour as possible. And last week, I believe you made it, by the time you'd edited it and put in all the bits and bobs, 59 minutes and 53 seconds.
It was very close.
Which is just about as good as it gets.
Yeah.
We are ad-free.
Yes, we are.
Right then, we're going to play another song now. And this band came to my attention but this week, a band called Free Vault. Massachusetts Reggae Roots with a new album out, and this now I would it's quite sort of pop ska. This is very friendly. This is an album that I think would be more suited to a summer release, but it's certainly given me the first ray of sunshine of the new year, Tony.
I quite like the term summer release.
Yeah, so do I.
But there you go.
that was almost a smooth radio type link then, and you went and ruined it.
Sorry.
Anyway,
yes,
Free Vault have got a new album out right now. The bands with new albums tend to get in touch. What is Free Vault's website?
Freevault.com.
enjoyfreevault.com. Paulie B Internet 2, Tony 2, Ritual. Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Good song, that. We will be playing something else off that album in the next few weeks, but as I mentioned last week, we've got a backlog of music to play right now, and I'm finding it quite difficult to squeeze everything in, so some bands aren't necessarily getting the airplay they deserve, and I am sorry about that. It's largely because we've done a number of specials recently, and I've had another couple of compilations through as well that we really ought to be featuring, so it's not getting any easier. But I threatened last week at the very end of the show that this week we might be turning up to 11. That's because I was thinking of playing 11 songs. I might still go to 11 songs for a few weeks. I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
All right. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
I think there's a very good chance I'll be meeting up with Uncle Wito.
Oh, really?
He's been threatening to come over for a while now, him and his wife, for a curry. And I think he's going to come up Saturday.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, have a bit of a catch up with Steve. Not seen him since possibly the alcohol gig. I'm not sure. That could be true. I think it was last August. So, yeah, but good to catch up.
I have a few things to say about this potential arrangement.
Okay.
You're going for a curry?
Yes.
With an old man?
Yes.
Who wears shorts?
I hope he doesn't wear shorts on Saturday. He probably will.
I'm just thinking about, I hope he doesn't order a hot curry. It could be everywhere.
Could be messy. could be messy. But yeah, hope for that. And there was a possibility, and it's been a possibility for a while, of a Tony / hip hop crossover happening. I've got a rapper friend got in touch with me, and he's sounded like he might actually want to do a project. So I'll know more soon. But
oh, Tony,
that might happen.
Oh, Tony. The thing is it going to be Run DMC and Aerosmith, or is it going to be Rage Against the Machine?
I don't know, you see. I don't know. Or its own thing.
Well, the thing is, anybody performing hip-hop of any description with your guitar on it, it's going to be hip-rock. It's going to rock, man.
Okay, hip-rock, yes.
It's going to be hip-rock, yeah.
So I don't know. So there's a few things happening, so... Yeah,
that sounds interesting,
doesn't it? Yeah. What are you up to?
I've got some shows in Oxford this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the Mason's Arms with Mandy Knight, who is a very good friend of mine and an excellent stand-up comic, and we're both very much looking forward to the shows. I don't know whether tickets are still available for it. These gigs, I think, are monthly, and it's a relatively small room, and I think they normally sell out. So I don't know. If you are in the Oxford area, it might be worth trying to find out. The Mason's Arms is in an area of Headington known as the Quarry, which I didn't actually know it was called that until recent research. Actually, as a result of having a chat with my mate Martin, who I might be talking about in this show as well, because tomorrow night, Wednesday, actually when the show will be up, I'm doing a £1 comedy night in Nottingham, and he's coming down to watch, so I am just going to do a short set there of some new stuff that I would like to bed in ready for the weekend in Oxford. Makes sense, doesn't it?
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so there will be some spiking vegans material.
Oh, is this the Canal House again? Is it that one?
Yeah. So the first time I was there, I had a great time. The second time I was there, I forgot I was going on and got drunk, and then they said my name. And it all went pear-shaped.
Right.
So this is my redemption gig.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right. So that's that, really. I'm going to play something from the vaults now, Tony. Not from our vaults, because I've got a feeling we might have played this a very long time ago. Sultans of Ping FC, Tony.
Right.
Made famous in the UK briefly by a song called Where's Me Jumper that was an indie dance floor hit. They kept going in one capacity or other, but via Cherry Red, who we've been featuring quite a lot recently, and we'll be playing more Cherry Red label artists next week, they have brought out, or there's been a remastered retrospective 2-CD collection called Casual Sex in the Cineplex. Sounds of Ping are great, right. Absolutely great, and it's a great 2-CD collection. And this song, when I saw it come through, just saying the thing is there, I actually got in touch with Matt at Cherry Red, who's been brilliant, and went, listen, I only want this if it's got Armitage Shanks on it. And I got an email straight back saying, it's on this too.
Nice.
He knew. I love this song. For those of you outside of the UK, who might be listening right now, Armitage Shanks are responsible for more public toilets than anyone else in the United Kingdom, I would say. Would that be fair?
It's the big brand I'm aware of, yes.
It is. It's the go-to urinal.
Yes, it is.
It is. And Souls of Ping have done a song celebrating it, or rather they did it a long, long time ago, 20-odd years ago. They have a website. What is Sultans of Ping's website? Sultans of Ping FC's website, I should say.
Sultansofping.com?
It is. It's sultansofping.com. Well done for me. Nearly catching you out, but failing. Tony 3, poorly be internet 2. Thanks, Armitage Shanks.
No one says Merry Christmas to those masters of industry, Armitage Shanks. The Armitage Shanks. The Armitage Shanks. Shanks.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Ed's week, Tony.
That's okay.
I love that song. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Ooh. I think you offered a bit of harmony at the start there.
I try.
Yeah, nice one.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have any gigs for me, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Tight email. International Gig Guide. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play, who are they playing with. It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international. They do tend to be in the UK lately, and this week is no difference. So a couple this week, so Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
He does help me out occasionally. He says, well, this week, I think it's Friday night, the 26th, Jarwobble and the Invaders of the Heart are playing.
Jarwobble.
At Patton's in Brighton.
Jarwobble founded Pill.
Ah,
with
right.
John Lydon.
Okay.
He's a hell of a bass player.
So Invaders of the Heart must be his new thing. Possibly.
Yeah, his latest thing. Yeah.
Latest thing. So that's this Friday the 26th. If you are in Brighton, do check that out. And Iron Mike's been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
And this is Punky's Gig of the Week. He says, hi, Tony. Saturday, 27th of January. It's the next Concrete Punks gig, featuring the Fecking Egypts, the Misspelt, who we played before, and Leftover. It's at the Blacksmith's Arms in Downs Barn, Milton Keynes. As I said, entrance is free, first band at 8:45. And he even included the event link for Facebook, which made it incredibly easy for me to make this week's Punky Gig of the Week. Yeah, so if you are in Milton Keynes, do check that out. He's put another one down about an upcoming festival, which I will save because it's in July. I will save that
festival
one.
I'd really like to go to but can't.
Oh, really?
I know which one he's on about there, yeah. But we'll talk about that later.
Oh, yeah,
I'd like to mention the Fecking Egypts, if I can, Tony.
Okay, yes.
If it is the reformed Fecking Egypts, they were an Oi skinhead band in the 1980s, and I got This Is Oi compilation with two tracks by them on it, one called The Miner's Song with the catchy chorus, you gotta kick a picket or two, you gotta kick a picket or two. But they also had a song called Egypt's Party, which from memory... The Egypts had a party and everyone was arty to someone hit old Harry on the nose with a piece of broken broom. Oh, we swept the room. Then a fight arose and there was murder. Someone gave a shout. We'd got the carryouts. We all went off the edge. We didn't give a shit. We loved it every bit. Down at the Egypts party. From nice. Memory.
Very nice.
And I saw them support King Kurt in 1987.
Okay.
And there was a fight.
Of course.
A very big fight.
Oh, really? Right.
Between the skinheads and the psychobillies, and me and my 17-year-old mates basically hid behind a pillar. It was still a great gig. Cool. And they are a really good live band as well. So, yeah, if it is them, I don't think many other people would pick that name.
No, exactly. Yeah, you think it's got to be.
Yeah, I hope so.
And it looks like they're headlining as well, so, yeah.
Yeah, and Misspelt, we played on the show many years ago.
Yeah.
Misspelt 2.0, I think they were.
I think they're just the Misspelt now, but weren't they, at one point?
Did they ever? I think they were girl-fronted, weren't they, as well?
I seem to remember that, but I don't know if that's still the case. But they were
great, anyway.
Yeah.
That's it, is it?
That's all I have, yeah.
So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Fancy that. Woo-hoo. There is another gig going on this Saturday, but I'll mention it later on in the show.
All right.
Right now, I think we ought to, after all that fast stuff from Souls of Ping, and bearing in mind that what's happening after this song will be very fast, we're going to slow it down a bit now with a Copenhagen Garage three-piece called Nelson Can that we've played quite a bit. If anything, they've got a bit more mainstream in the last year and have been supporting some big bands, and they're doing a tour of Denmark right now. Very good. this track is their new single, and I really like it. It's very moody and swampy. It's got a kind of Nick Cavey feel to it. It's a very slow start, builds up. I shouldn't need to apologise for songs. I just kind of love it, and I want you to listen to it. So we'll make that happen, shall we?
Okay, yeah, sure.
That'll make more sense. What is Nelson Can's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/NelsonCan.
Facebook.com/NelsonCanBand. It's Tony 3, Paulie B Internet 3. It's a genuine competition this week, Tony.
Good.
Downtown.
Sometimes I do it for the thrill of it. Sometimes I do it for the thrill. When I'm downtown.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Nelson Can Downtown. Do you see what I mean? It kind of swampy, it builds up though. It's nice. I like it. Mm. Like it. Did you do anything last week?
Well, with all this, with all the snow chaos, I hung a couple of lights up. That's what I did this weekend. We had we've had temporary. When we had the house done, we had it rewired. We've got all the old temporary lights. So generally, in each room, there's just a cable hanging from the ceiling with an old one as well, with pendulum lights on it. So right. I finally changed a couple of lights in the hall. So that took most of Sunday, and it was also a snow day. So we put the fire on, put a couple of lights up. It was nice. Apart from that, I don't think we've been doing a great deal. What did you get up to?
Oh, I had a mare.
You did.
Yeah, I went to Oslo via my mum and dad's, right? So on Friday, I left Nottingham about 7 o'clock to drive down to Hertfordshire to my folks because they're not far from Stansted Airport. I was going the next day. And I got just less than halfway down and something bad happened to my car. And I didn't know what it was, but it suddenly started shuddering and wouldn't accelerate. I thought I'd better get this on the hard shoulder very quickly. So I did. I didn't realise that where I'd pulled over, I was just into the Highways Agency Roadworks free recovery area. So I phoned up the AA, told them roughly where I was. They said they'd be about 40 minutes. 5 minutes later, these two trucks show up. One comes in behind me with lights on. The other one comes in front. The bloke gets out. I went, that's amazing. That's really quick.
Mm.
And then he went, no, we're the highways agency. We're not the recovery. We're just going to get you to Watford Gap Services. I went, brilliant. Thanks very much. So they got me straight on the back of the lorry to get me. They don't look at the car or anything. They just get you off the road.
Yeah.
They got me to Watford Gap Services. I phoned the AA back and went, I'm now at Watford Gap Services. They went, great, you're no longer priority.
Oh. Oh, so because you're on the road.
Ah. I had a longer wait. Anyway, I might as well have been me Tappets. The guy that showed up was great. He said, are you travelling alone? I went, yes. He went, oh, good, I'm bringing my girlfriend. I went, what's all of it?
Ooh.
Pick up, is this?
Lovely.
Anyway.
That's service.
Fantastic bloke. Brought his girlfriend down for a night out. And he said, I think it's the coil packs attached to your catalytic converter, but I can't check with the diagnostics, but it might be that. I went, I don't know what any of those things mean.
Mm.
He recovered the vehicle to the garage where I used to get my car fixed when I lived in Letchworth in Hertfordshire, and then gave me a lift around Mum and Dad's, which was lovely. And we had a nice old time, actually, to be fair, but I didn't get down there till 1 a.m. Went to Oslo the next day. The flight was delayed. And the thing is, yes, Friday the weather had been bad, and when the weather goes wrong in this country, everything messes up. But one thing you can depend on, Tony, is when you get to a country built to deal with this stuff, everything's smooth running. And so it was. Got straight off the plane, got on the train, and then bus replacement service from Lillestrøm. What? Got to Oslo. The gig was amazing, absolutely brilliant, packed, great show. Thanks to Merle O'Rourke and Pete Phillipson that came over with me. We had a great time. The next day, I was walking back to the railway station to get on the train to go back, and there was a group of young ladies, probably late teens, walking gingerly in front of me, and I thought it was because the one at the back had a limp, because there was a big girl at the back with a limp who was walking really slowly. So I accelerated past them and then slipped up arse over tit on the black ice and realised why they were being so ginger about the whole thing.
Oops.
And just laid on my back going, oh, as they gathered around me asking me in Norwegian if I was all right. And then I just went, oh, it's not getting else, can't speak English. And they went, are you all right, old man? Jesus. Anyway, I thought I was fine. Got about the airport. The flight was delayed, and then I had to get a bus somewhere else, and everything, you know, it all worked out all right. And then, so it meant that I had to wait on Monday to get the car fixed. And guess what?
What's that?
It was the coil packs to the catalytic converter.
Ah.
And it got fixed. And, well, I got it back. It's like a new car, Tony. I think this problem had been there a while, and I hadn't really noticed.
Ah, okay.
Anyway, it's all fixed now. All done. All good. But the upshot of that is I went to bed last night thinking everything was all right. Woke up today, and my back is killing me.
Mm.
When I went over on that ice, I think, because I managed to land on both my elbows.
Oh, really?
Weird. I landed on both my elbows. And obviously, my back, the small of my back as well, I just bruised. It's all right. But, oh, it hurt. Anyway, that's why we've done the things this way round this week, as will now become apparent. Going to play you two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Stay tuned for the Strays, but first up, Pizza Tramp, who we've seen and love, and they're great, and they've got a new album out via TNS, but it does feature a lot of tracks we've heard before, but it's called Revenge of the Bangatronic Dan, and it's like a play on the words of Revenge of the Psychotronic Man, who are the people behind TNS, That's Not Skanking Records, and Pizza Tramp's, all their songs are 100 miles an hour and all brilliant, and this is one we're going to play, and you'll see why I'm going to play it now in a second. But Tony, what is Pizza Tramp's website?
Pizzatramp.co.uk?
Pizzatramp.com.
Huh.
Unlucky. Paulie B Internet 4, Tony 3, and in keeping with what I just told you, this song's called My Back's Fucking Fucked.
My back's fucking fucked! Give me pills and go self-medication. Do you know I got self-identification? It's when I'm dead and it hurts when I'm up. All I know is that my back's fucking fucked. My back's fucking fucked! Never mind, only 40 more years! Every night another 40 more beers! Makes you feel quite down on your luck! All I know is that my back's fucking fucked!
fucking fuck!
Panhead.
Do you mean to say it's sick to want to be off by yourself?
Saying pray with a gun to my head.
God in the head.
I hate the dark, so I painted it red.
God in the head.
They didn't hear a single word I said.
God in the head.
Often wonder if I'm better off dead.
God in the head.
Save your lies to the FBI. Semi-delusional state of mind. Bill and Les know what you might find. Gone in the end, you know I'm not quite right.
Gone in the end. Gone in the end.
A codeine queen with a bottle of meds.
Gone in the head.
Bought with a tenner that she won a bet friend.
Gone in the head.
To pay the bill she'll take it to bed.
Money for head.
Everybody says she's better off dead.
Gone in the head.
Save your lies to the FBI. Semi-delusional state of mind. In the end, you know I'm not quite right.
Gone in the end. Gone in the end. Gone in the end. Gone in the end.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Strays and the track called Gone in the Head. The Strays, Tony, have come via German Shepherd Records, and we don't often get chances to play their stuff because it's often not right for us, but that was. They've got two EPs out right now, and they are Buxton Electro Punk, Tony.
Ooh.
That's what the world needs, I tell you, after hearing that is. And they've been getting some airplay recently on internet stations and that, so I'm glad we can add to the airplay they're getting. The EP this is from is called Never Tweet Your Heroes. A nice play on words there. What is The Strays Facebook page?
facebook.com/The Strays Band.
It is, but that's not that The Strays. This, The Strays, is facebook.com/The Strays Official. Probably be an internet four, Tony. No, that's right. 5-3. I've won.
Yeah.
5-3. Sorry about that, mate. I thought we might have got there. Yeah, there are a number of bands around the world called The Strays. For this band, you want facebook.com/The Strays Official. And, that is the... I think that's the not the lead track to the EP we played off, but it is my favourite one on it. So, if we get more from them, we might play more from them. Who knows?
Okay, cool.
All right. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Marvellous.
Thanks for twat nominations. If you have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. It is that simple. Title your email is a twat, or twat seed with thanks. Sussex Saint's been in touch again.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
He does help me out.
He does.
He says, hi, Tony. And this is from a few weeks. I think I mentioned a few weeks ago. I had a little bit of a backlog of twats, so some of these are a little bit out of time in terms of news.
Right, okay.
So, hi, Tony. It would seem that the Tories have got themselves into another judgment questioning dilemma through their decision to appoint Toby Young to the board of the Office for Students. He said some pretty odious things about a number of topics, and the fact that he has reportedly deleted 40,000 tweets from 2009 onwards would suggest that it's not the odd comment. He happens to be made to Boris Johnson from The Spectator. I like the comment on Twitter from Cathy Burke, who, when Boris Johnson said ridiculous outcry over Toby Young, he will bring independence, rigour and caustic wit. Ideal man for the job. She replied, he's a cunt, and so are you. That's good enough for me to ask Punky Radio to add its considerable influence and also give this odious individual a twatting. That's some Sussex Saint.
I can't really argue with that.
Can't really. I mean, since...
And I do often argue with Sussex Saint, but I can't argue with that.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, since then, he has withdrawn and it's all gone a bit tits up, so it's not happening anymore anyway. But
yeah, it doesn't mean he's still not getting it.
No, we're happy to twat Toby Young any day of the week.
Absolutely.
So for all the numerous tweets he made and then deleting them and all this stuff since then of the getting the job, not getting the job, Toby Young from probably in that day London
is a twat.
And he is and all.
He is as well.
He really is.
We haven't said hello to the Duke's Arms, Tony.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
That's better. The reason I say that is because just heading that way, well, that is the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer is on the way from where we live to where the next band are. The next band, the last band this week, in fact, are Born to Destruct, Tony, that sent us some fantastic emails about their destruction rock and roll a few months back. And then we ended up playing it and liking it. And then they've sent some more now. They've got a new LP out. I'm calling them Cambridge Rock Punk, Tony.
Okay.
And they are playing this Saturday, and they asked me to remind... I asked them to remind me when they're playing that this is the gig I was on about. They're playing at the Sumac Centre. It's the latest Punk for the Homeless gig, and they're one of the next lineups on it. I don't know any more about it than that because I'm not here, so I haven't checked up on it. The Sumac Centre is kind of new base with Forest Fields. It's on Granville Road in Nottingham, and it's just the most bizarre place, and you have everyone has a great time there always. And the Punk for the Homeless gigs are a worthy cause and are brilliant, and we support them, and I go to them when I can. But I can't be there this week. But anyway, I thought I'd mention it. Anyway, point is, we're going to play a track. All right?
Yep.
Now, you've already lost this week, Tony, but you can make it respectable. What is Born to Destruct's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BornToDestruct.
It is. Tony 4, Paulie B Internet 5, Mongrel. We'll be right back. that's about the size of it for this week. Hope you've enjoyed this latest edition of Punky Radio. There are a couple of stations that carry this show. Tony, maybe you could mention them.
Yeah, we're on Pudunk Radio. That's PODUNKRadio.com. And we're on Radio Andra. That's Radio Andra. That's ANDRA.SE.
I don't know how many songs we're going to play next week, Tony, but there might be one from Duran Duran.
Look forward to it.
As threatened. I might see one or two of you in Oxford this weekend. Who knows? I will report back next week, of course. Tony, I hope you have a good week as well with your hip rock nonsense and Uncle Wito. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't.